Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Tabletop Discussions with Brittany and Manny.
I'm here.
We are excited to be back. Like we said, we are going to try and stay consistent with doing weekly. So here we are back. So how have you been today, Mr. Emmanuel?
I'm here. And I am consistent, and I've been trying to get you to the table all day to do another podcast.
He didn't have to try. We discussed it, and I knew that it was coming. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, for the record, I was at the table already.
Well, we are doing it from the tabletop, as, you know, we had discussed in a few episodes back. But we recently went to a wedding this weekend, and I would say I actually had a pretty nice time. So if some of you aren't familiar or didn't listen to the last podcast, we were talking about going to Emmanuel's brother's wedding. It was in Ohio, just, you know, like an hour away from where we both live. And it was a pretty nice experience. It was an outdoor wedding. Yep. In one of the bride's friend's backyard. And they had a really nice home and a lot of land. So it really was a good environment, atmosphere to have. Like, you know, a small, quaint wedding. What did you think of it?
Oh, it was actually great. I think initially we was concerned about the weather.
Mm-hmm.
About the temperature being warm enough, mm-hmm. and if it'll rain, and it ended up being a nice day. The temperature was like 78 degrees. It was actually pretty sunny. Mm-hmm. So it actually went well. And my brother and his bride, they seem like ecstatically like happy.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think they were having a great time
and all that stuff, and got to share it and spend it with people that they love and, mm-hmm. and care about.
Yeah, I will say that it was good to, you know, be around all of Emmanuel's family. Like I said, they're always so nice and kind to me. So I really had a good time being able to socialize with them at, you know, the wedding and celebrate his brother and his wife and everything like that. Now, I will say that the food that they had this cake. And I don't know where they got this cake from, but this cake was so delicious. Well, I don't even know what flavor it was. Was it like buttercream or something?
I don't know.
My God, this cake was the bomb.
Yeah. I thought you was going to send them a text to find out where the cake
was. I will. I'm going to do it. But this cake was everything. Like, the icing was perfect. The cake batter, like, it was very fluffy. It was like, it wasn't dry. It just had all the good moisture to it, and it was delicious. Well, I wanted to go back for another piece, but I didn't want to be that person.
They gave me a piece of cake that was just all icing and no cake, so I didn't eat it.
I offered you a piece of mine because that lady gave me a pretty big piece, and
it was a good looking cake, but I didn't get to taste it.
Yeah, but the cake was delicious. The other food there was good too. You know, Emmanuel and I, prior to going to the wedding, we have been doing this, like a detox. I'm not going to call it a fast, but it was like a detox where we were just doing fruits and vegetables and nuts. So that weekend of the wedding, we kind of was lax on that. So like at the wedding, we had fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, ribs, mm-hmm. potato salad. So we kind of, you know, removed ourselves from our detox, but now we're back on it. So what are some things that you're doing differently moving forward with the detox?
Wait. Before we talk about that, did I have any rice this weekend?
We did have rice. We went to the Thai restaurant.
Oh, I miss rice. We were doing this spiritual couple's journey where on Monday last week, mm-hmm. you know, we were only pretty much doing fruits, vegetables, and nuts that we were carrying it over to Friday. And then we were going to let it go Friday so we can go to the wedding on the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So When we did our last podcast, we were in day one. So halfway through, all I kept thinking about was falafel. I kept thinking I want some falafel. I want some falafel.
And you kept sending me these duo messages like falafel tomorrow,
falafel Tuesday, falafel Thursday. But anyway, on the weekend, Friday, we relaxed it because we were going to the wedding. So I got to have rice, which is my staple food.
Oh, yeah, we both had rice twice because we went to an Asian restaurant with his brother. And I had sushi, and you had kabachi.
Yeah, I couldn't wait. No, so what we had decided to do after the weekend, because I think we didn't overeat over the weekend.
No, we did not overeat.
We decided that we were gonna we were just taking the break for the weekend, and then we were gonna start back on Monday, which we did start back on on yesterday. Mm-hmm. So. Last week, before we get into this week, what felt different with the change?
Like I said, last week I felt like I had more clarity. I honestly will say any little minor aches and pains that I had, I felt they went away. And I know that this is going to sound crazy to some people, but I felt like when I like ate over the weekend when we kind of like broke away from our detox, I kind of felt like some of my aches and pains came back due to the food that I was eating. Seriously, I swear. Mm. And so I do believe that there's a correlation between like what you eat and how your body responds to it. Because I am really big on like this whole like kind of like trying to eat anti-inflammatory foods, because I know inflammation is a cause of like a lot of ailments and chronic things in the body. Mm-hmm. So I honestly believe like, when I had, like, that fried chicken, when I had those sweets and stuff like that, things that I had not been eating, I feel like my little minor aches and pains kind of crept back up on me.
Oh. Well, I know this. I understand the clarity thing, but I know this might sound weird to you that I'm a late night person and I'm an early morning person. Mm-hmm. That I pretty much sleep maybe 5 hours a day. Four and a half, five hours a night. It's been like that forever. And I wake up every morning, chipper, ready to get started. We went on this fruits and vegetable with no meat or processed food. Man, I've been sleeping like 8 hours every night. I can't even stay awake late.
No, because you've been.
It's like the weirdest thing.
You'd be like, babe, okay, I'm about to go to bed. It's like 9 o'clock.
It's like the weirdest thing that I keep going to sleep. I went to sleep yesterday. I was 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, I took a nap to 8:45. I stayed up to 9:30, and then said I gotta go to sleep again. And then got up this morning at 6 a.m. So let's count that. I went to sleep an hour from 8, pretty much 8 to 9. Mm-hmm. That's an hour. Then I went back to sleep at 9:30. So 9:30 to 6, that was what? 8 and a half hours. Mm-hmm. And then I was at work telling you how tired I am.
Because your body is not used to that.
I was like, man.
Your body is used to functioning off of less sleep.
I function off love.
Well, that too. But your body functions off less sleep. I try to get my sleep. Yeah. He gets up at the crack of dawn. I'm still in bed, knocked out. So it hasn't changed my sleeping patterns. But what is one thing this week, I mean, and we're only in the second day of the week, but what is one food item that you have been enjoying a lot?
Falafel?
Man, you didn't have no falafel.
But I need some.
Okay, I said, what is one thing you've been enjoying this week, though?
Enjoying this week? I don't know. I've been having a lot of spinach. So, I don't know, the fruits.
The greens.
Oh.
You had glory greens.
Oh, I had some glorious greens.
Glory.
Gloria.
It's not Gloria.
Gloria.
No, it's glory greens.
Oh, well, I had some glory greens, and they was delicious. And I had some glory green beans. Today, I ate artichokes that I sauteed them and put them in the greens.
Yeah, so since he was big on these glory greens, I know every person remember glory green. Well, if you black, you probably remember glory greens growing up. They were the greens in the can. And they were actually pretty good. But he got them yesterday, and then I was like, oh, I remember my parents like buying those at a point in time, you know, or whatever, and they were pretty good. So I was like, I want some Glory Greens. After work today, I went to two different stores, and I could not find these greens. And I finally had to go to like a Save-A-Lot or whatever to find them. And I got like four cans of these greens, and I mixed them with my curry vegetable mixture that I had made yesterday. And oh my God, it was so good, guys.
I know.
It was delicious.
I think Gloria makes Glory Greens.
It probably is a Gloria, an older black lady that makes them. But no, that's been my favorite dish so far. Yeah. My green mixture and my curry vegetable mixture.
I would actually say, I think all of it actually feels better. Because I actually found that not having the meat and the processed things, I have more get up and go.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I actually kind of like feel better. And overall, my appetite is less, even though I'm getting less calories. But by eating a lot of these vegetables and fruit, because whenever I get the urge, I have fruit or nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the urge go away. I got two kiwis in my bag right now.
I had a lot of fruit today.
Yeah.
I had a, not a peach, oh my God, a pear. I had a pear today. Then I had a ton of fruit in my smoothie.
Yeah.
Oh, then I also had a ton of grapes that I ate. So I had a number. Yeah.
So you lost weight last week when you had the diet change. How much did you lose?
What did I say? 3 pounds or 4 pounds?
By the way, full disclosure, we're not doing this for weight loss.
No,
we're just doing it just to give our body a reset. However, you lost 3 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I lost 6.
Did you really?
Yeah. I got it back this weekend, though.
Last time we had talked about how much we had lost, you told me you had lost 3. So I didn't know you lost 3 additional ones.
Yeah, but then I grabbed it back this weekend.
All 6?
I just needed some rice.
You grabbed all 6 pounds back? No. No.
I grabbed 3 back, and I left 3 there. If I'd have got the falafel, I'd be back to normal.
Oh, my God. So, so I'm actually quite happy with my choices that I've been making.
Yeah.
I thought that I was going to have a hard time like letting go of meat.
Yeah.
You know, because like most of you eat meat with most things. Like, I'm not a huge red
meat
eater,
have you
but
did
I eat
that
chicken
before? Have you got rid of meat before?
Yeah, I did the Daniel fast with my church for 30 days.
How long ago?
Oh, boy. This was back when I still lived in Michigan. So this was back in 2011 or 12.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And I did the Daniel fast. I mean, with the Daniel fast, I mean, you will lose a lot of weight. But I don't think the Daniel fast was as restrictive as what you and I are doing. Because we're not, like, it was pretty much just fruit and vegetables. But I think that they could include, like, beans and stuff. Mm-hmm. We're not doing beans.
You included beans in yours.
Oh, I did include chickpeas.
Yeah, you included chickpeas. That's why I was asking for a falafel, because you have chickpeas. And people that don't know, falafel is chickpeas.
Or chickpeas are hummus, for those who don't know.
The only problem with falafel is it's deep fried. But I could probably falafel in an air fryer.
That's what I say. You can falafel in an air fryer.
It ain't gonna taste the same.
Well, then you can't have it.
I need that good old cholesterol. If I can't have it how I want it, I don't want it.
Well, then you're not gonna have it on this.
Okay. Well, I don't want it then. It just be goals. No, but seriously, it's just fruits, vegetables. We did add chickpeas. And then just as a kicker, we did add protein shakes, if you decide that you actually wanted a protein shake. Fruit, vegetables, protein shakes, you can have chickpeas.
Now, that protein shake that I got from Ollie's is really thick.
Yeah. That's the
Was.
Yeah.
The other brand that you had got was not thick like that.
Oh, I probably need. Did you shake it up?
I did, and I was like, I don't know about this. It was really thick.
I think it is thick.
Hmm.
The Quake brand is thick.
It was like thick, like so, medicine type thick.
Yeah, they are thick.
Oh.
They are thick. Okay. My other ones, my vegan ones, aren't as thick.
Yeah, the vegan. Ooh, the vegan ones really good.
Are not thick.
Oh, those are so good.
The non, the one you have is not the vegan one, so it's a little thicker. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, we're gonna do those choices. But what we decided that we were gonna do, because I'm all for just kind of keeping it going, but then we were kind of on the fence if we were just gonna partake on weekdays and then give ourselves the option to add in some other things. Not saying that we will add in other things on the weekends, but we're just gonna leave it as a wild card if we chose to.
If I were to add other things on the weekend, it would probably just be like a piece of fish or something. I'm not going to go crazy and be like, let me go to Shake Shack across the street and get a double cheeseburger. No,
but it wasn't so much that. It's just that if we were, most of the events and things that we go to on weekends.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Staying within the confines of what we created would be more difficult. Because, like, if we're at a comedy show, it's like none of our choices are on that comedy show menu. But when we go to a comedy show, we have dinner. Or when we went to the movie theater and we have dinner, it's kind of like then we can't stay. But we mostly do that on weekends. So we figure if we did kind of break it, it's because we're out and we're eating. Because if I'm home and I'm eating, you're getting artichokes. I'm going to learn 55 ways to cook them. However I cook shrimp, I'm going to cook artichokes. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wrap it in lettuce and call it a sandwich.
But this is a good opportunity to learn how to make, you know, different, almost sort of like vegan options, vegetarian but options.
We didn't want to do the process or the things that they make for vegans to make taste like things that's meat. Like, I don't want my vegetable to taste like a hamburger. I like hamburgers, but I don't want my cauliflower to taste like a hamburger.
Well, that's how people be doing with that. When they put buffalo sauce on cauliflower, trying to make it taste like a piece of chicken.
Well,
buffalo
I can do that. As long as it's not the Beyond type where they change the color and make it shape. You seen the ground beef, the Beyond, and the beef crumbles? And
then beef crumbles are legit.
They are, but when you read the ingredients, you be like, tapioca and peas don't look like this. So I figure I don't want that. The cauliflower, I still know it's cauliflower. It just says buffalo sauce. But it's like some of the stuff, like the hot dogs, they taste like beef hot dogs. And I'll be like, I don't know no vegetables that taste like beef. So anyway, but we'll just kind of decide if we're going to not have it on the weekend. If I'm at home, I'm not going to change it up. If I'm out, then I reserve the right to change it up.
Yeah, if we're out. But if we're at home, will you figure out what to
make? It actually kind of feels good. So that's going to be an ongoing thing. We're going to try to keep it going until Thanksgiving, give or take. And then the weekend is kind of like the wild card. So we'll just kind of talk about it as it comes. So to hold each other accountable, if I do it on the weekend and we're not together, I'll let you know what I did. Because you know everything I have during the week. And I can have as much of it as I want.
Yeah.
I got 5 pounds of spinach in my refrigerator I got to eat before it go bad.
Man,
so
I have so much lettuce that I need to eat. Spring flour mix. But we'll keep you guys posted.
Yeah. But other than that, so I've been watching, like, the news a lot because I'm always listening or watching the news because I, like, care about what's going on with the world. And I realize one thing every day that I still have student loans because President Biden said that he was going to help me out and I'm not stimulated yet because he ain't helped me out with my student loans. Yeah, he could tell me I ain't been paying it. But still, he told me he was going to forgive some of my debt.
He actually said that he didn't specify whose student loans.
He said he was going to give me $10,000 off.
He didn't specify whose student loans he was going to forgive. I have realized that a lot of the people's student loans that have been forgiven are the ones who went to the, for-profit schools like ITT Tech and those other sort of institutions like that, the ones that literally probably just went defunct and closed down, those people have gotten their student loans forgiven.
So, in other words, he had a way with words.
He did have a way with words. I believe that he has the authority to, like, cancel student loan debt if he really wanted to. But student loan debt is such, like, it's like a billion-dollar industry
But he's canceling all that student loan debt. But then the next statement the White House come out with, that he don't know if he's authorized to forget student loan debt.
He can.
But technically he's doing it anyway.
He's been doing it anyway. He can. And they just don't want. I just feel like they don't want to forgive it because that's a lot of money that's coming into, like, the federal government. Like, all those student loans and stuff like that that people have and people trying to repay them.
But I actually see it, like, this way. Because everybody is not a teacher and everybody is not a healthcare worker. But then there's many other industries. A person that's going to school to be a rocket scientist, they're going to have $500,000 in debt, right? But there's no program for them to get theirs forgiven. If they're a government employee, there's programs for that.
Yeah.
But if they're going to work for the Blue Origin spaceship with Amazon, they just got all that debt.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that it's actually, I don't think that they should allow a person to go that far in debt.
But it's not allowing. They would have to change how much the cost of schooling is then, because that's why a lot of people go into debt in the first place, is because most of us, if not all of us, we don't come from families that already have millions of dollars, or a lot of our parents were not setting aside, like, you know, college funds for us. That's just the reality of it. So it's like, if you wanted to go to school, you have to take out these debts.
No, but it's different. Think about your regular credit. The ability for the credit limit that you're able to get kind of goes with the money that you either make or expect it to make. You can go to school for whatever you want to go to school for, and they'll keep giving you money. And if you go so far in debt with a career choice that pays a max of $50,000, right? But they'll allow you to go $150,000 in debt for a job or career that only pays $50,000.
But the debt.
So, because it's not even like the problem with just the school, is that just the fact that they just pass out money so freely. And the problem with my loan company, Navion, is a lot of the buyers, they weren't educated. Because when you're taking out the money, there's not a lot of education that they're giving you on how much you're going to be repaying later. So it's like a lot of people get that culture shock when they get their first loan payment and it's like thousands of $1,000 and they wasn't expecting it. Because when you're taking it out, it doesn't hurt. It's not painful. But when you have to start paying it, and then people say, oh, it's only $120,000, until they get their first bill and they want $1,200. They're like, $1,200? My pay went up $1,000 after I got this education. But if I pay you $1,200, I make less now than I did before I went to school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually kind of like the problem with it, because there's no cap. And if you're not a healthcare worker and you're not a teacher, there's almost no way it's forgiven. You're paying, if you do the payment plan, you're paying 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So a journalist paying 30 years, that attorney is paying 30 years. And it's not, and when you account that, sometimes it takes away the worth from it, because you're paying all that money, so you're not all, yes, you're doing stuff a little better, but you're fully not enjoying it. You're paying more taxes. So you could say the student loans are helping out the government. No, your tax money. Because if you didn't go to school to be a dentist, right, and you just got a job at the casino, now you're not paying as much taxes. Yeah, you don't have the student loan debt, but the government isn't getting tax money from you.
Mm-hmm.
You doing your taxing, pretty much not owing anything. But then you have a loan, they're fronting you money to make more money. Now you pay more tax. Because if everybody in this building, there's 50 people in this building, if everybody worked at the casino, they ain't getting a lot of tax money out this building. But this building you live in, it's a lot of professionals that make pretty good money, like high double figures and triple figures or whatever. So you're paying a whole lot of tax money in addition to paying back student loans. So it's like double jeopardy. Because, yeah, you do have these student loans you're paying, but then you're also paying. Sometimes some of these people and the money they're paying in taxes is the equivalent of what the neighbor is making yearly. So it's kind of like there should be some type of relief for those people because you're putting a lot of your money back into the system. But if you weren't a healthcare worker, it's like you have no way out of it. And it's kind of like, because some jobs, they some of those journalists pay a lot of money to go to the best journalism school out, like NYU and all that, then don't get a job. And then a lot of those journalists at news, radio, they start like 30-something thousand. But then they took out a whole lot of educational money to be prestigious to not have a job. So then it's kind of like they're doing repayment plan, repayment plan, repayment plan. But then it's kind of like if they're not really national as a journalist, the money never fits their education. But they passed out the money to them freely, but it wasn't in relation to the type of degree.
Right.
That I think certain types of degree, for profit or nonprofit, certain types of degrees just have certain types of caps. If you were going to fashion design, they actually have graduate programs of fashion design. And I'm like, I don't know what you're doing in a graduate program, but you can take out loans for it. So I figure it's like a hustle because it's like you got bad credit, but it don't affect your ability to get the federal loans. It's like it doesn't matter. So it's just, I don't know, it's just like this tricky thing that I think the whole system needs to get overhauled.
It needs to be revamped.
Yeah, because because you as the user, you only got the student loan because they were necessary to complete the program. But then it's kind of like, but then if they're giving you 4%, 5%, 6% interest rate, it's like you can never really get ahead of it. That I think it should be lower interest or no interest rate.
I feel like it should be no interest
rate. And you should just pay back what you got because you're paying them back additionally with the higher taxes. But either way, they haven't said anything to us about it. And he told me he's going to get rid of $10,000. I don't care if he get rid of $1. I just want him to just say, hey, I hear you. Because it didn't help me not paying. It helped me if I get an easier way to pay.
Yeah.
Because they put me on a payment plan, but that payment plan doesn't help me pay off the loans. It just temporarily makes it easier for me to pay something until I can pay what I need to pay. And now I'm not working in the public service, so I don't qualify for the public service loan repayment. So now I'm gonna have to pay it off in full. So it's actually a little different. So, but enough about that. Thank you, President Biden. Maybe President Harris will help me out when she gets her turn.
Well, if she becomes president, we shall see. So this will be a topic that we'll be discussing until the end of time, our student loans.
Yeah.
But did you hear about these basketball players?
No, what about
these basketball players? Okay, so if people are not aware, I'm sorry, I stepped on your foot. If people are not aware, I was reading this article on Twitter, or not reading the article. First, I saw a bunch of people talking about it, and I was like, basketball players defrauding the healthcare system? Like, what type of craziness is this? So I did some more digging into it. So apparently, former basketball players were presenting false claims to the health insurance company that I guess the health insurance company that they get their health insurance through, being a retired, I guess, basketball player. And they were submitting all these false claims and like getting money back for procedures and services that they did not have. And apparently, I think it was like 14 or 15 former basketball players. And in total, they got, like, they defrauded the healthcare system by, like, I don't know, $2 or $4 million mm-hmm. or something like crazy yeah. like that. And what was so ridiculous is, like, I was reading that, like, some of them were presenting claims that just would cause a red flag for anybody. Half of the claims, I heard that, like, medical procedures were not spelled correctly. One guy was apparently in Turkey, but he said that he was really in Beverly Hills getting 8 root canals uh-huh. or something like that for the tune of, like, $54,000. And I'm like, you don't even have to be a dentist or even in the dental field to know that getting 8 root canals done at one time just doesn't even make any sense. And it's just like, I just couldn't understand, like, you guys are like former basketball players. Yeah, you might not have been like the top basketball players, but you guys made millions of dollars. Why did you feel the need to, like, need to defraud to get extra money? And my dad made a good point. He said because they're trying to keep up with a former lifestyle. He was mm-hmm. like, they're used to having certain way of living, and when they don't have that steady income coming in anymore, he's like, maybe a lot of them couldn't adapt to that, and they were trying to figure out by sort of like any means necessary sort of situation. So I don't know. I just think it's pretty sad that they have to go through all of that, because now those charges, I read some of them, you know, those charges can lead them going to prison for like up to 20 years. Mm. Like, was it even worth it?
I don't know. The only thing I gather from that is that they probably weren't the first ones. They just the ones that got caught. Because I'm mm-hmm. thinking some other people was doing it before them and showed them the game. Mm-hmm. Because from what it looks like, a lot of them didn't. I don't know if a lot of them actually personally knew each other. I think it was just them looking into the whole, all of the players that was doing it, and they got caught. So I'm assuming if they're doing it, and they were more recent players, so they made more than players did 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. But I figure it's probably been something that's been happening for like a while.
I did hear that one of the players was the ringleader, and he was telling other players to, like, come get in on this, and they were all figuring out, like, how they could, like, defraud and get money and stuff like that. And then one of the players' wives also got arrested.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You'll be on that one on your own. So if you're doing that, don't tell me, because I don't want to act like I don't know. So you can just go to jail on your own.
If I'm trying to defraud the healthcare system, you're not going to partake in the shenanigans.
I ain't going to partake. I just don't want to know. But on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back.
All right, guys. So Emmanuel was informing me earlier today that William Shatner is going to be going into outer space. Apparently, he is going to be the oldest person that's going to be traveling into outer space with Jeff Bezos and them, with Amazon. And if you aren't familiar, William Shatner is the
Captain Kirk.
Yeah, who played
Captain Kirk is in the building.
Star Trek. Why do I want to call it Space Trek? Lord Jesus, help me.
Captain and Kirk Star Trek. Is in the building.
Yeah, so you're a little bit more well-versed on this, so, you know, you might want to take it away on this.
Oh, I love Star Trek. Mm-hmm. I'm a Trekkie.
Can you do your fingers like how they be doing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can do the Tupac, West Side.
Not that, how they
do
their
Vulcan.
You actually are doing it. How do you do that?
Yeah. Star Trek.
How do you do that?
If I wasn't so tired, I would act them out, but you probably wouldn't get it. But because he was like a bad actor in Star Trek, but it was good because it was so bad. You know, like because the Star Trek was like the 60s or something. Mm-hmm. You know how, like, back then with the acting, it wasn't that it was bad, is they overemphasized everything in the movies from the 50s and mm-hmm. the 60s, where instead of saying, I don't want that, it was like, instead of saying, I don't want that cake, it was like, I do not want that cake. And then they acted out, and they drama the way they posed. And then they showed the other person gasping like, oh. It's so weird when you watch it that it makes it good that I could say bad acting. But it's not that it's bad. It was good for then. But they changed the way they wanted it to look more realistic. But back then, they wanted TV to be bigger than life. But anyway, William Shatner is 90 years old. And Blue Origin, that's the Amazon Bezos company, that I think in July they went to space, like 66 miles up in the air or something, which to me, that's just up in the air. But to everybody else, that's in space because they have a couple minutes of like, it's like a couple minutes that they'll be weightless. So he was asked to go up into space. So he's like excited to go because he always loved space since he was on Star Trek. And when people think about Star Trek, they think about space. So they're going to give him the opportunity to see what space really looks like. So I'm actually kind of interested. Although they had to sign this disclosure agreement that they can't sell anything that they bring in space with them.
Why?
Because it'd be like collector's items.
Why can't it be a collector item?
They don't want him to sell it.
Why? That's his prerogative.
I don't know. But I wonder if he's going to wear his Star Trek suit.
He probably can't fit it.
I don't know. He's 90 though. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, if that was the 60s, man, that was like 50 some years ago. Man, because I think that was like 1962 or something like
so
that.
So he was like 40s?
He was 30s? Like late 30s. Yeah. 40s. But then they had movies that came out in the 70s, 80s, or early 90s. So he's been playing the same role. Haven't really seen him in that much other stuff. But
yeah, I've never seen him in anything else.
But like I said, they're only going like 66 miles up in the air or something like that. That ain't space.
That's space compared to anything else. An airplane don't get that high.
Look, space to me is when you're so high up, you can look back down where you came from. And I ain't talking about look right back down from now. I'm talking about look down where you see the shape of the earth look down. Like, if you ain't there, it don't even matter. Because you ain't in space if you can't see the earth. If you still in earth and you can't see the earth because you in it, you ain't in space.
Right? I never really thought about the concept of space too much. Like, when I think about space, I think of, like, all the stories that I see about, like, aliens and things like that. And what do they call extraterrestrials and things of that nature. Or the people who say that, like, you know, an alien came in the middle of the night and hijacked my body or something like that. Like, that's what I, you know, equate, like.
That came from space.
Yeah, space with.
Well, all I know is they not in space. And with that being said, would you go if they gave you the opportunity? If Blue Origin said, you know what? William Shatner, he got COVID. He can't even go. You want to be the first dentist in space? Would you go? Like you could be
Are we talking about going all the way to space? Not this
Blue Origin in space, 66 miles.
No. Would you go all the way to space?
You talking about my definition of space?
Yes, not this we going 60 miles up in the air situation. I'm talking about space. Like, we're landing on a planet.
You know what? I would go on one condition. You got to go with me.
Then you might not be going. I don't know if I can commit to that.
Why not?
I don't know if I'm ready to be trying to travel to space and go to other planets.
Why not?
I just don't have that desire. Like, there's nothing in me that's like, oh, man, I just got to go to outer space because I want to see what else is out there. What? Now, do I think other things and other entities and other species could be out there? Yes, I do think that. But I don't have a desire to go looking for them.
So in other words, if I was going, you wouldn't go with me?
No, because you're not going to go.
If I was going.
But you're not. No.
If they asked me, I would.
You can't go to space and leave me down here.
I just said I'd go with
you. I don't want to go, though, so you can't go either.
Look.
What about if you get up there and you get stuck and never come back? You ain't going to leave me down here on this ghetto earth. Alone?
I watched the one Planet of the Apes where they went up to go, and then when they was coming back down, they got caught in this wormhole, and they went back to an earth, but it was a different earth.
See? No.
And the apes was in charge of the earth, and the humans was like the slaves, or we was like the apes are. Mm-hmm. We switched roles because they thought they came. And then it was another one that I went to where the people come in space when they try to come back, they come back and be like 50 years later. And I come back to Earth and I'm the same me, but you're like 90. Because I went through some little wormhole and 50 years pass. Mm-mm. Or what if I just go and I'm just in an alternate universe? That's why you need to come with me.
I don't want to be stuck in an alternate universe.
We can be like space invaders.
I don't want to be in an alternate universe.
But we can be like space invaders. Like we can just go and just randomly pop up. We can just travel space. Our 10-year mission.
So do you think that there's other life out there?
You know what? I know that this might not sound right to some people. I don't know how you're going to feel about it. And it's not that I don't believe in God and the higher power. None of that stuff. My thought is, I like math. And I think about this. I think that there's the sun. And there's thousands of suns. There's thousands of planets. And then there's all these planets in our solar system. The Earth is planet number 3. 3 is the third rock from the sun or whatever they call it. But you're trying to tell me that the only planet that is around the sun that can sustain life is Earth. Not planet 1, because they said 1 and 2 are too close to the sun. It's too hot. Then it's us. And then it's the planet after us, too dry. Then a planet after that, too cold. Then a planet after that don't have no oxygen. It's like all of them have something. I was like, maybe they don't need oxygen on that planet. And maybe we ain't see them because they live in the Earth, in that planet.
In the planet,
or
within the planet.
And I was like, it got to be something because I was like, all right, if God put us here on Earth, it was like, ain't nothing on the other planets. We can't have a space dog or something.
And it was space dog.
Yeah, space dog. And then they talk about what women are from Venus and men are from Mars. Mm-hmm. But y'all just said ain't nobody on Venus and Mars. And when I was little, Pluto was a planet. And then I found out a couple years ago, ain't no such thing as Pluto. Because now they changed it and said Pluto is just
a star?
Yeah.
What is Pluto?
It's just a sky, a mass, or it's an asteroid. Or something like a moon, like that's not circulating, is what they say now. But I was like, but they ain't send me no memo. For all I know, it was a planet. So I just figure that stuff is kind of weird. I'm like, it gotta be something up there. And I was like, it's too many people that they've talked about abductions that they've had, drawings of what they had, things that they saw. I was like, even when I look at like all those hieroglyphs and all that from those old native people, where was always some bigger, taller being that's in their drawings on the wall and all that. And I was like, must be, some, I ain't gonna say it's from space, but all I can say, something's up there and I wanna find out. Because what if Earth catches on fire? You wanna jump on that rocket with me?
Well, that's different. Then I'm jumping on to get to another planet for safety. But do you think some of those people who claim that they were abducted by, like, aliens from different planets and stuff like that, do you think that's just, like, an overactive imagination?
I don't know. I guess I gotta wait till they come.
Don't you dare say you gotta wait till they come for what? Because they gonna come when you alone. They not gonna come together. Because I rebuke that in Jesus' name.
So what if they were to come to me tomorrow? And be like, hey, I just want you to give a heads up.
That what? Singleton. The world is about to end?
I want to give you a heads up that we going to invade your planet tomorrow. So if you know something, you better get on this rocket with us because Earth is going away.
How you know they just trying to say something to you to try to hijack your body?
It's the good aliens that are going to come to me. They're only aliens and then the bad aliens are going to come back. So that's where they're the engineers. That's what they call them. No, it's all those conspiracy. I ain't gonna say conspiracy theory. It's all these people that have all these agnostic type thoughts where they'll say stuff like, "Okay, What if Earth is like a snow globe? You know those snow globes that you shake up and is in there? And then it's actually something, some higher being that actually gave it to their little toddler or alien space kid to play with. And then when they shake it up, a lot of crazy stuff happened in the world, and they just kind of like watching it. And I was like, that would be kind of weird if that's what it actually kind of was. So there was this one show I watched. I can't remember what it was called, but it was like this globe thing that was over this town or whatever. God, what was it called? And they couldn't get out, and they were trapped. They couldn't get out, and a lot of stuff was happening. Like they'll run out of water because the way that this globe thing was, if the rest of the lake was on the other side, they couldn't get to. It was an NBC show. It was good, and then the premise got dumb. But it actually explored that snow globe type kind of thing. But I don't know. I think that there's something is there, but obviously, if they wanted us to know, those people from another planet, if they came here and they wanted us to know, we would know. So I figure, right now we don't know, but I figure maybe things are being covered up. But I was like, because when the United States or this world, if we go to the moon, we putting flags on it and everything. I was like, they ain't let it be known. And if they do, they should pay my student loans.
You want the people from the other planets to pay your student loans?
Yeah. I've seen too many space movies that...
They're not paying student loans?
You can't get out of... You can't even file bankruptcy on student loans. So, I need the aliens to pay them. So, no, but seriously. If I can go to space, I'll go to space. But I'll feel more better. I'll feel better if you went with me. It'd be too hard for me to resist that urge, and you ain't go. Look, what do I look like going back to work? Like, I'm at work, right? Let's say I'm at work tomorrow. Then I get a call. Boop. Look, hey, I'm the Amazon guy, and I got extra room on my rocket to go to space, and we're choosing you. And I was like, oh, y'all choosing me.
Do you get some money? Are you getting compensated for it?
Oh, I can write a book and tell my story.
No, I want you to get, like, some money at that point in time.
Yeah, but how I'm going to look when I turn and I'm like, you know what? Can't do it. And I turn it down. Like, because you won't go. You should go with me. Like, look. If something happens good, we're there together. If we don't make it back, we'll just be in a black hole together.
I don't want to be stuck in an alternate universe.
Well, we'll be together, though.
I know, but then we'll miss all our family.
We'll find the alternate versions of them.
What do they call them? The doppelganger? Yeah. Is that what they are? How they were?
And they won't even know. You'd be like, hey, in my other life, you were my mom. You'd be like, she'd be like, no, I'm not. I don't got no kids. He was like, you did in the other life.
That is creepy. See, it's too much creepiness that also comes along with outer space when I think of it, too. Because it's like, oh, the world of literally the unknown.
Do you think it's like a man thing that I just want to be explored?
I just feel naturally that's in your spirit anyway. So I don't think it's a man thing. I just think
that's... I already know what's here.
Part of who you are.
I already know what's here. Like, I seen those movies, like... to 2012 and the day after tomorrow and all that, where in 2012, when the guy I guess he has kids and
what's
he has
the movie
his wife.
Called? 2012. I never heard of that.
Yeah, it was about the end of the world, because remember they first predicted it was 2012, the Mayan calendar. So anyway, in the movie, I guess the guy, however, he finds out that the world, because of weather, is coming to an end. And he has kids with this lady, but this lady is married to this new guy. That they're on bad relations, and he doesn't have that good of a relationship with his kids either. But he not only comes back to get and save his kids, He says his ex-wife and her husband try to get him to go. First, they don't want to go because they don't trust him. Mm-hmm. But then he gets him to trust him because he's telling them that something's about to happen. Mm-hmm. And then they're trying to, like, outrun the weather because the world is kind of, like, ending. So if I came to you and be like, I just intercepted a phone call on the dark web that told me we need to get out of Ohio because it's about to fall apart and we got to get into space and we got to drive to Detroit because there's a rocket taking off. Like, would you just laugh at me or would you believe me if I came to you and told you that?
I think I would probably believe you because you would say it with a very seriousness.
Yep, you'd be like, but I got to do this extraction. And you at work, I'm like, babe, you got to go. And then you could take the lady with you. You could say, hey, patient, I got to do this extraction, but we do it on a rocket.
Absolutely not. Well, are we going to be taking our family on these rockets?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We'll take everybody that we know and care about. But half of the people who won't believe you.
That reminds me of the episode of American Horror Story where the world was literally coming to light. Remember? Uh-huh. And they all, like, she got that call from her family about getting on this private jet. Like, only so many people could go to that, like, place where they were keeping people or something.
But that would be hard to get people to believe. But I just figure if I knew the world was ending, I figure that'll be an easier choice. But I'm like, they trying hard to get to space. I was like, they know something. Cause it's like a space war. They all trying to get there. And I'll be like, and they ain't even going to real space. They're just going up in the air.
I think it's just the concept of saying, like, oh, we were the first people. Not the first people, but we're a group of people to go to space and we built our own rocket ship. Because that's essentially what Amazon, like, they got their own rocket ship and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, I don't want to just go to space. I want to land on something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For them, to me, being in space is like I'm there and I'm on an actual planet. They're just going up, going to be floating in the air for 10 minutes and coming back down.
Yeah, that don't really count.
I mean, I guess that's cool for you to look out the window. And see, like, oh, okay, this is what it looks like.
If you look, it's kind of like on a plane. If you didn't get off the plane, you ain't go. Like, people, they'll get on a plane and drive from here to Vegas, but they can't claim any of the states in between because they ain't get off the plane, right? Because if you flew from here to Atlanta and you had to fly past Pittsburgh or Erie or Maryland, D.C., you can't claim none of them. You can't say I was in D.C.
No, because you physically, you may have gone through there, but you did not physically step foot. Yeah.
So if you didn't get off the spaceship, you ain't in space. You just in a higher part of Earth.
Well, I will say, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how they feel about going into outer space. We kind of know where we stand.
You'll go with me?
With going. I still cannot commit to going to outer space.
Is it because that's not a normal experience yet?
No, it's
not. You'll go with me on a plane?
Because a plane is something we know the safety measures of. Like, a plane is relatively safe.
I don't know.
I don't want to be stuck in outer space.
Yeah, but we'll be stuck together.
Yeah, baby.
We'll be heroes.
Heroes? How are we going to be heroes?
You know what?
How are we going to survive? How are we going to eat? What's going to happen to us?
You know what?
Are we going to deteriorate?
You know what? I'll tell you what happened. If we go in space and we get lost, you know what the president will do when they talking about us on TV? Because, of course, we'll be talked about because we lost in space, right?
Like, that sounds so crazy.
Like, the president will get up there and say, we're wishing for their speedy recovery and we hoping they make back home. And I'm forgiving their student loans.
You can forgive my, they're not going to matter then. I'm not there.
Yeah, but
I'm
lost in space. If you return back, you'll get the good news.
What about if he's like, they're back. We thought that they were Paris, so we're going to reinstate their student loan.
I'll probably get back on the spaceship.
I'll be like, hey, let's go.
Well, I guess on that note, I guess we'll just kind of stop here because I'll temporarily get lost. in space until he forgives the student loans.
So everything with you is going to be about student loans.
I'll just stay gone and come back 50 years into the future, and I probably still have student loans. They were like, "Oh, you still alive?"
So, you're still alive though. So, oh, that made my stomach hurt.
I guess with that, I guess I'm not saying that aliens don't exist, but if y'all do exist, help me out with my student loans. just let me hang out with y'all for 30 years. I'll come visit my friends and family. I'll take you with me, Brittany. And then I'll come back when student loans is done. So.
Well, on that note, guys, apparently we're going to be living in outer space with the aliens so we can avoid our student loans. That's what it sounds like.
Yep, and we can do that Star Trek thing with our hands.
I can, but you do it very well. He's doing it right now.
Yep.
Doing it very well. I don't even know how you do that. How you get your fingers to do that?
You never tried it?
No, look, my fingers are crazy. I can't. Look at mine, it's lopsided.
Oh, it's like lobster.
But anywho, guys, thanks for listening to us today. Once again, we hope you guys enjoyed it. Share with your friends, family, coworkers, all of that. You know, we're trying to get our listenership up.
Yep. And with that being said, just remember, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And on that note, we'll talk to you on the next one.
Bye, guys.